The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 3rd, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
O Hrishikesh, the Master of the Senses and the Lord of Lords, you have released your mother Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious King Kamsa, and myself and my children from a series of constant dangers.
Dha Rishi Kesa Kalena Devaki Kamsena Rudhya Atichidam Suchargita Dimo Chita Ahamcha Sahatmaja Bibho Tayaiva Nathena Mohur Vipadgana. So Krishna actually Kunti is presenting the characteristics of Krishna. He is transcendental, purusha, prakite para. Then he is a person. In so many ways she has already described. Now there is identification. Now Krishna's activities. Because we have to know Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma is Dibbam. His birth and his activities, both of them are transcendent, not material. Because he is Purusha Prakite Para. He is the person beyond this material nature. He is not a created being of this material nature. That we should understand. Purusha Prakite Para. The original creator. That means Krishna existed before the creation. Because he existed before the creation, therefore his activities, his form, his qualities, they are not material. Prakite Para. But he comes upon this earth or in this material world. His activities are to save the devotees and to kill the demons simultaneously. That we have already explained. His real activity is to give protection to the devotees. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he was very much disturbed by the demon, Hiranyakashipu. So, giving protection, he appeared as Nrisimhadev. Similarly, here Krishna appeared, why? To give relief to Devaki and Vasudev, the Pandavas, they are in very great danger. By Kamsena Khalena, envious demon Kamsa. And similarly, the Pandavas were also in difficulty by the envious Dhritarashtra and company, his sons. So Krishna comes paritranaya sadhana, that is his mission. So how he saved the honest devotees, That is being described by Kunti. This is studying of Krishna about his transcendental activity. You have to know how he takes birth and how he acts. If you study these two things of Krishna's appearance, then you become liberated. These two things are. So why does he come? How does he come? How he acts? What is his position? His position is prakriti-paro. He's not a living being like us. We are not prakriti. Although we are prakriti-paro, but at the present moment, we are under the clutches of prakriti. Prakriti-kriyamanani gunai-karmani sarvas. We, just like a person in the prison, he is also a citizen. He is not meant for living in the prison. He is actually meant for living outside the prison. But somehow or other, he has come in contact with the criminal department and is put into the prison. Similarly, usually, the citizens and the king or the president, they are not inhabitants of the prison house. Similarly, we, along with Krishna, as Krishna is prakriti-para, similarly, we are also prakriti-para. But we have got the aptitude to hold down in the prakriti. Krishna hasn't got that aptitude. He is a master. Just like king can do no wrong. This is the British constitution. You cannot accuse the king in any way. Neither you can judge. That is British constitution. Similarly, Krishna, as it is stated in the Isopanishad, apapa vidham, he cannot be criminal like us. He is above. He cannot be charged with any criminal charges. Apapa vidham, papa does not touch him. Although it appears that he is doing something which is papa, but that is not papa. We have to understand Krishna's position. Prakriti-paro. That means prakriti-paro. He is not subjected to any sinful life. Therefore his name is Achyuta. Ratha-sthapayame Achyuta. Achyuta means one who does not fall. We fall down. We, because we are very small spiritual spark, and Krishna is the whole fire. And the fire and the spiritual sparks from the fire, their quality the same. They can burn. As a big fire can burn, similarly small spark, if it falls down on your cloth, that portion it will immediately burn. It will become black. So the quality is the same. But when it falls down, its burning quality becomes extinguished. We have got practical experience. Burning quality becomes extinguished. So when we fall down from the spiritual world, we come to the material world, our spiritual quality becomes extinguished. That we have to revive. That is stated by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Vitarago bhaya krodha. Manmaya mam upasita bahavo jnana tapasa puta when we become purified, again we revive our spiritual quality, then madbhavam agata, then he comes back to my nature. That is back to whom? This is the problem. It is not very difficult, because Krishna says, bhava, many. Many means it is not difficult. Not that is, because we, by nature, we are spiritual. Simply extinguish, just like a lamp is extinguished, you can burn it immediately with the real matches, not false. We can burn it, the capacity is there. Similarly, our spiritual qualities are there already. It is permanent. Aham Brahmasmi. That Brahma quality is already there. It is not to be attained. Simply, this non-Brahma covering has to be removed. That is sarvapadhi vininmuktam. That covering is designation. We are thinking, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Shudra, I am this, I am that. These are covering. Actually, I am Aham Brahmasmi. Krishna is also Parabrahma. Brahma, by quality he is Brahma, we are also Brahma. But he is Parabrahma. Nitya Nityanam, Chaitanas Chaitananam, he is Himlanam. We are Puranam. That is the Vedic instruction. He is the singular number eternal. And we are Puranam eternal. Nitya Nityanam. Chaitanas Chaitananam. He is singular number, a living entity. And we are Puranam living entity. Therefore, in the dictionary, you'll find this Oxford Dictionary. The Supreme Being. God means the Supreme Being. He is a being. He is not a stone. He is a living being. Even the dictionary accepts. He is not a stone, dead stone. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmadasya jata. The Supreme Absolute Truth is the original source of all creation. Janmadasya jata. Everything that we see, matter and life, everything comes from Him. But whether He is matter or life, that is explained. Yes, He is life. Janmadasya jata annayat itaratascha abhigyam. He is life because He knows. So who knows? A dead stone cannot know. Unless one is a living being, he cannot know. Therefore it is said, ja annayat itaratascha abhigyam. So how does he know? Na sarat, because to know means we require some master, some teacher. But because he is the Supreme Being, he does not require any teacher. Sarat. Sarat means independent. Vidaham samititam. He knows everything automatically. That is the difference between God and ours. Just like Krishna said, that I spoke this philosophy to the sun god, and Arjuna became doubtful what Krishna is saying. He is my contemporary. I do not know how he knows. So he questioned, Krishna, how can I believe it? That you spoke, this philosophy to the sun god millions and millions of. So Krishna explained, yes, at that time you are also there, because you are my constant friend. But the difference is you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. That is the difference. Sarat, avijna. We are not fully avijna. We do not know. I claim these hairs, my hairs, my head, but I do not know how many hairs are there. So many things. The nail is coming from my body. I do not know how it is coming. I am eating foodstuff. I do not know how it is being turned into blood and other secretion, and it is being transferred through the veins, through the pipes, here and there. So many mechanical machine. It is machine. It is going on. But this machine is not my creation. This machine is created by this material nature. This machine is manufactured in the womb of mother. According to my karma, I enter into a particular type of mother's womb, and this machine is made by the prakriti, by the nature. Just like this flower, there is machine. The seed will fructify, and a particular type of flower from the seed will come, because the machine is like that. Just like typewriter machine, you can type, but typewriter machine you cannot go. That you have to accept the motor car machine. This is also machine that similarly there are different types of machine, and from that machine these bodies coming out. Brahman sarva bhutani jantra rurani mal. Ishara sarva bhutana riddhesha arjuna tishthati. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is situated everyone's heart, and he's studying the inclination of the living entity that he wants to enjoy this material world like this. So, parasa shakti vividai vasyate, he hasn't got to do anything personally. He orders the material nature. This living entity wants to enjoy like this. Give him this machine. So you got this machine. We have got this machine. A living entity, he does not discriminate of eating. Whatever he gets, he eats. So, Krishna says that he wants to eat everything. So give him this machine. Hog's body, so that there will be no discrimination. He wants to remain naked, alright, giving this body for 5,000 years, standing naked as trees. The life was meant for understanding Krishna, but he is cultivating the culture of naked civilization. How to become naked? So alright. Next time, he'll remain naked for many thousands of years, standing in one place as tree. This is going on. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. So, we have to understand the activities of Krishna. He's not dull-headed. Nirakar. Why nirakar? He's acting in so many ways, and who acts in different ways unless he's a person? This is the conclusion. Unless he is a person, how he can act in so many different ways according to circumstances? Just like we are receiving so many letters from different centers. So unless I am a person, how can I give direction? It is not a dull stone. So Krishna is not dull stone. Therefore, we have to study Krishna's activities. And if we can study Krishna's activities, if we can understand Krishna's birth and activities, janma karma me dibbam, immediately we become liberated. So these books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, are there, and many other books, Puranas and others. They are simply describing the activities of Krishna, so that you can understand Krishna. There is a verse in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Anadi Bohirmog Jeev Nahi Gyan, Krishna means since a very, very long time, he has forgotten Krishna. It's like anyone, you can ask, in this country, even, and what to speak of others. So do you know Krishna? So you will find so many, major portion people will say, no, we do not know what is Krishna. Just like our Shamsundar's daughter, Saraswati, she preaches. Do you know what is Krishna? If no one knows, because he is child, no, I do not. Oh, Supreme Personality of God. She will say. She is so intelligent, she will say. So similarly, we can do. We can do Krishna's service like this. Even a child can do. You go, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bole. That becomes, you become spiritual master. If you take this vow, that I will preach only Krishna, then you are spiritual master. You become spiritual. Hamara gaya guru haiya, taro yehi desh. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bole. Just like this child, Saraswati is preaching. Do you know Krishna? He says no. He is the Supreme Personality. Simply say like that. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and chant His holy name, Hare Krishna. If you do this, then you are preacher, you are spiritual master. It is so nice. You don't require to become very... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. He does not say that you become a learned Vedic scholar. That is the goal of Vedic scholarship. If you simply know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, then your Vedic study finished. Your MA, Doctor of Krishna Philosophy. Simply if you know this. You may not know in details, but if you simply believe, firmly convinced, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is my master, He is my savior. In this way, if you accept, then you become perfect and you become liberated. So, here, one thing is specifically mentioned, that Muhur Vipad Ganam. Muhu means 24 hours. Or always. Almost 24 hours. Muhu. Muhu means again and again. Again and again. So, Vipad. Vipad means danger. And Gana. Gana means multi. Not one kind of danger. But different kinds of danger. So, Muhu Vipad Gana. Who is suffering? Na Kunti. And who else is suffering? Na Devaki. Devaki is the mother of Krishna. And Kunti is the aunt of Krishna. Both of them not ordinary women. To become mother of Krishna, to become aunt of Krishna, it is not ordinary thing. It requires many, many lives, tapasya. Then one can become mother of Krishna. So, they are also suffering muhur vipad ganat. Always vipad. Although Krishna was there, very, very easily obtainable personality, Mada. But still, Devaki gave birth to Krishna. But the danger was so horrible that she could not keep her son. It has to be immediately transferred. Just see how much vipad. How much vipad. The mother of Krishna could not keep her son on the lap. Every mother wants. But because they are not kansa, khalena, she could not keep. And to the Pandavas, Krishna was constant company. Wherever there are Pandavas, Krishna is there. Krishna, Draupadi, is in danger. She was to be naked by the Kuru, Dujjadhan, Dushasan. The Krishna supplied cloth. So, for a woman in the assembly of so many men, if she is to be naked, it is the greatest danger. It is the greatest danger. And Krishna said, similarly, Kunti was saved in the danger should be described in the latter verses. She says, Vimochita ahamcha sahatmaja vibhu. I was released from so many dangerous positions, not only myself, but along with my sons. The fact is that even Kunti or Devaki, so intimately connected with Krishna, but they had to face so many dangers. So what to speak of others? What to speak of others, ourselves? So when we are danger, we are in danger, we should not be discouraged. We should take courage that even Kunti and Vasudev and Devaki, they were also in danger. Although they are very, very intimately connected with Krishna. So we should not be disturbed by the dangers of this material world. If we are actually Krishna conscious, we should face the danger and depend on Krishna. Avasya rakhive Krishna vishaso palon. This is called surrender. So I may be in danger, but Krishna, I have surrendered to Krishna. He must save me. Keep this faith. Don't be disturbed when you are in danger. Because this world is such, padanga padanga vipadang. Every step there is danger. Just like we are walking on the street. Immediately there is some pinprick, thorn, and by pinprick of that thorn, it may become a boil, it may become dangerous. So even by walking on the street, by talking on the street, by eating our food, there, and in English it is said, there is many dangers between the cup and the lip. So you should always remember that this material world is simply full of dangers. If you think that we are very safe, we are very expert, we have made this world very happy, then you are fool number one. Padanga padanga jada vipadam. But if you take shelter of Krishna, these dangers are nothing. That Kunti said, that vimochita. Vimochita means release from the danger. Aham. Sahatmaja. So this is the study of Krishna. That if you become Krishna conscious, a sincere servant of Krishna, don't be agitated by the dangerous condition of this material world. You simply depend on Krishna and He will save you. Thank you very much.